Okay. So, nice comfortable position in your chair. Your ears and shoulders in line with each other. Eyes either gently closed or slightly open, breathing in through the nose, out through the nose, or in through the nose, out through the mouth. And a few slightly deeper breaths as you breathe in, breathe your awareness into your body, into the here and now. As you breathe out, feel yourself releasing tension from your body mind as you exhale. And I'd like you just to begin this contemplation just by coming back to a question that we posed in the first mindfulness exercise, which is, what is good in my life? So in particular, I'd like you to select one particular domain of your life or area of your life. I'd like you to choose between either your professional life or your relationship life or your relational life or your personal development, your inner development. Choose one of these domains, professional, relational, or inner growth. And I'd like you to ask yourself the question, what is good in this area of my life right now? Focusing on your inner life, you're focusing upon the things that you've achieved, the progress that you've made in terms of your personal growth, noting them, appreciating them. If it's in your relational life, you're noticing the things that you enjoy, the things that are going well, things to be grateful for in your relationships. Professional life, it's noting the things that are going well in your professional life. So whichever you choose, and then just from this question, you're just moving into a space where you're really, by bringing awareness to the things that are going well, the things that you're enjoying, the things that you are, that you've achieved in that particular domain of your life, you are developing a feel-good factor around it. You're feeling positive around that particular domain of your life, you're feeling encouraged around it by noticing that which is going well. So then with this kind of feel-good factor about what is going well in that domain of your life, I'd like you to ask yourself a second question. What is it that I could be doing better? So you've already established that things are going well in that particular area of your life. Now, within that context, I'd like you to focus your attention upon what could be better. What could you do to improve your experience? then finally, what I'd like you to do is ask yourself the question, what is it that I need to focus upon next? What is the one most important thing in your professional life or your relational life or your inner growth that you need to focus upon? What is the most important thing that you need to focus upon right now in your life in that particular domain? Using your mindfulness, you're using your attention to highlight the most important thing. If you do one thing over the next week or so in your professional life, your relational life, your path of inner growth, what is it? What's the most important thing? So I'd like you to make a mental note of that now, so that as you're coming out of the mindfulness practice, and as you're going back into your daily life after you leave this session, that kind of particular point of focus for the last question, what is it that I need to focus upon next, is flagged up, so you're ready to start to focus upon it right away for the next appropriate opportunity. Couple of breaths, on your own time, at your own pace, open your eyes, relax your concentration, bring the exercise to a close. So one final point I'd like to make about integral mindfulness, and in particular my preference for teaching mindfulness, is that I try as far as possible to make it about activating people's own natural intelligence, to allow them to come to their own conclusions, to come to their own discoveries, or rather than it being a prescriptive approach to mindfulness, it's an approach that invites people to step into their own process of investigation, mindful investigation, with confidence, and to come up with answers to a lot of the questions that are most relevant to them in their professional or personal growth, in a way that is their own. You know, so ideally, a well articulated mindfulness practice will do this for you. It will enable your own natural intelligence to function better. So therefore your own capacity and confidence to look at your life and say, actually this is what I need to do, will increase. So you know, one of the most basic and important effects of a mindfulness practice, and one of the signs that you're doing it right, so to speak, will be just an increased confidence in this domain. You look at your life, you assess it, and you say, this is what I need to do. That is not to say you're closing off feedback from other people at all, you have to take all that in. But if, for example, three important people in your life are saying, you should do this, but there's something really, really important within you saying, I can't do this and I want to do this, then you're able to hold that choice and make that choice with confidence, with kind of an appropriate trust in your own natural intelligence.